This is what happens when you do no fucking prep. So did you have a good 4th of July?
Yeah, it was all right. Yes, I did. Did you? Did you do anything?
Yeah, it was kind of shitty.
Do anything special?
We are really taking the high road here. You go low, we'll go high.
Did you do anything special?
All right, so anyway, So there's been some people saying that we don't have put on a quality show.
Yeah, this is what we think of them.
I didn't even think the two things were related.
Oh, yeah.
So are we going to go, or...
I thought this was the show. This is it. This is all we're going to do is stay here and laugh at this video for 2 hours. Oh, my God. All right.
Hold on. There we go.
Well, one more. We got to finish that one out. Can't cut it off midstream.
Okay.
All right, that was our interview with Roxy Ray. Not really. What, was that your chair?
It's contagious.
Oh, shit. All right, on with the show.
On with the show. So we, as always, did no planning for this piece of shit.
I think less than always. Less than normal.
And it might even be a pretty short show. I know I got a couple things that I wanted to talk about. The first one being Team Nicogene.
Team Nicogene. Just the name sounds so cool.
So those of you that don't know what Team Nicogene is, it is a...
That would be all of you.
That would be nice.
I am.
So, again... You're being a dick. You came off like a dick last week. You're going to be a dick this week.
All right.
So what it is a MMA show. And for some reason, they want to get involved with us.
Now, I don't know why anybody wants to get involved with us.
So I could understand if they wanted to get involved with us in the cage or something, you know, because fuck, they whip our ass. That's what they do.
Romantically? You're going to say that romantically they want to get involved with us?
But for some reason, they on their show, they had said something about they would debate us about any topic and we could pick their side.
Yeah, we could pick the topic and pick their side of the topic, and they'd still beat us. Is what they're saying.
So, should I wait to decide on the topic that we picked? Should I wait to spill that until they get on the air with us?
Yes.
Or should I just go ahead and put it out there now, because then we know they'll chicken out, and then we don't have to deal with them anymore.
Yeah. Do that. I was gonna say wait, but I think either way, the topic is so good and their side is so good.
Right. I mean. I'm looking forward to hearing these two master debaters put their stuff where their mouth is. And
yep.
So I'm going to do a little lead into the what brought all this on. So I watched one of their episodes, and it's a YouTube thing. I'll put a link to their channel somewhere.
So I
don't know. I found this one to be kind of interesting with, you know, John talks about how shitty you are at editing our show.
Is that right? I don't think those were his exact words, but okay.
That's the way I took it.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to play this first clip, and it's, you know, these two guys together know everything there is to know about MMA. So if you're into that type of thing, fucking go over there and listen to them. I'm sure it's a hoot, but I could give two shits about MMA. So, but this clip, if every clip or every show was like this, then yeah, I would say I'm a fan.
All right.
Man, you're fucking all this up as usual. God damn it.
You're the one that kept fucking turning the video off last time. Don't say as usual like it's me.
Well, at least you can fucking talk to when I'm doing that. We got viewers right now, and you're fucking listening to the crying baby. Why can't Kim take care of it?
Get Mandy over there to punch a baby.
Kim's not inside right now.
I told her to quit smoking a cigarette and get inside.
She's not smoking a cigarette. There you go, assuming shit. You're always assuming.
Well, where else would she be? What else would she be doing?
She's outside with one of the strippers.
Why is there a stripper at your fucking house?
Because. Don't worry about it. Some shit doesn't need to be known.
Oh, man. If I can't find a fucking... I'm going to break something.
What?
You're not going to break nothing. Breaking is not going to find you the stream, Nick. You know this.
Well, how about you fucking do them a play-by-play so the 19 people watch and don't leave, bitch.
Oh, I'm going to smack the fuck out of you tonight.
Nick is,
You don't do a goddamn thing, you fucking midget.
I think Nick is like 6'8".
I don't remember the last time you hit me in the face. No, you can't.
I don't remember the last time you hit me in the face either, because it was the same day, you son of a bitch.
You couldn't hit the dude in the face that was fucking 2 feet shorter than you. What makes you think you can hit me?
Because you're not going to take me down.
This is good.
That's right.
Really good.
Anyways,
really engaging.
Both girls are banging a little bit. Hardy's throwing some good kicks for being a boxer, slaying a good low kick. All
right, so that's a play-by-play of during a pay-per-view that was going on. So you don't sound like you're as big a fan as I am, but...
Huh, nope.
I could listen to those two talk shit to each other all day. I think it's because it's just like our fucking show. The only difference is we talk about porn when they're talking about MMA.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, exactly. Plus, I've never once said I'm going to kick your ass, ever. I don't think I've ever said that to anybody.
So I'm going to play one more clip, and this is kind of what started the shit, I guess. I'd seen that they were live, so I went on there, and they had said something about me being old or some shit, and...
Wasn't it something like we're old, but we don't know we're old or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. And so I just took a little jab at them that I didn't want to get on there and talk shit because I was worried about how sensitive they were. And he happened to read the comment live as he was recording. So then he started with the personal attacks on me.
Trained with multiple people that have been. So what's your question about it?
Yeah, what do you want to know, Mauricio, about the steroids? You think it had an effect? Or what? Doug is actually commenting on our live stream right now from the Who's Right podcast on Libsyn. Oh. And he said, and iTunes, actually. He said, we are worried about how sensitive you two are.
Oh.
I'm about as sensitive as a porn star's vagina, Doug. And you're about as fucking...
I'm actually kind of offended.
All right. So...
you think I'm sensitive, man. I'm offended.
I got to pause that real quick just to address that comment.
Yeah.
So I think that he... reinforced what I'd said.
Uh-huh.
I'm worried about how sensitive you are, and that hurt his feelings.
just the fact that you're... Just, you didn't even say anything and you hurt his feelings. Poor guy.
That's not really cool.
Did That's not really like cool. That?
Look, my I'm about as sensitive as a porn star's vagina. The screws in his head are loose as a porn star's vagina as well. So we have to expect that they're going to say some pretty outlandish shit that doesn't even sound like English.
The porn stars got the tight vaginas because they pay for the good surgery after every shoot, Doug. Well,
guess what? He's not getting the reconstructive surgery on his gray matter, so the gray matter's turning into brown matter, which is pretty much shit for brains.
I'm fucking confused.
All right, so my gray matter is brown matter, and I got shit for brains. So
what does that have to do with porn?
I don't fucking know. But so that leads me to this.
Okay.
So these two young whippersnappers are... so high and mighty, you know. So what they're saying is that physically they would dominate us, and mentally they would dominate us.
Oh, okay. I can't argue with the first point.
Oh, absolutely not. I've had my ass kicked by people that aren't trained fighters. That doesn't impress me if that's your job and you are better at it than me.
I'm pretty out of shape. If you can beat me up, I mean, I hope you can beat me up. You fucking train for that shit. I walked by a gym once.
I'm an engineer. You're gonna brag about kicking my ass.
He's gonna all hit right. me with the fucking T square or whatever.
T square.
Wait, did you say architect?
I got it. We have come up with a topic for yep. Team Nick Gene versus Team Who's Right in our battle of the wits, I guess.
Oh boy.
We ought to name this like they name the pay-per-views.
I don't know how they do that. It's like Fight of the Century or something.
Caged. We'll call it Caged Depression.
Caged Depression.
Caged Oppression. That's what it is. Caged Depression.
Can we call it Caged Perversion instead?
You know what? I think I remember what it was. So, so these young fucks were talking about how old we are and we're senile and I got shit for brains.
Yep. Yep.
And, you know, so I grew up fat. You know, I was a fat kid, and then I got thin, and I got muscular, and now I got fat again. So I've been through the whole gamut of what, you know, you got to look out for the bullies, and then you got to look out for these people and this people. So one of the things that I was able to do is, at the time in my life when I couldn't beat somebody up, I was able to outsmart them. And if I wasn't able to outsmart somebody, I was usually able to beat them up. So I know that I'm not going to sit here and talk shit about these two because they could, like I said, they could both fucking kick my ass. So big fucking deal. But I do know that I'm smarter than them. And here's why. I think it's the Gene half of Nick Gene.
sorry.
Levi, I think his name is. I think he was the one that made the comment, you can pick the topic and you can pick our side. So that's exactly what we're going to do. And we're going to have you on our show and we'll make you famous.
Yep.
So without further ado, without further doo-doo.
There you go. Now it's where you insert the clip of Roxy Ray farting.
Yeah, I was just looking for it and I can't find it fast enough. So, so the topic is straight men giving gay men a bro job. We talked about this last week.
Yep.
And those two knuckleheads are going to take the side that straight men who don't give gay men blowjobs are bigots.
Yes. And we are taking the side that they're not.
Very good, Anthony. You know what? You can be on their side.
I want to make that clear.
You can be on their side.
Wait a minute. I just want to make it clear in case everybody listened didn't understand. All right. So it's out there. The fuse is lit or whatever.
The fuse is lit. The fight of the century.
The fight of the century. And wait, should we lay down some rules? Like they can't just come in and say we're going to kick your ass? Because everybody already knows you can kick our ass. So don't come in with that dumb bullshit.
Right. I guess I didn't. You know, they're the one that challenged us, so.
I don't care.
Very good.
I'm setting the fucking rules. Don't come in and talk shit about kicking my ass.
Oops.
What the fuck was that?
AJ and Tara.
Holy fuck, that was great. Best song I ever heard in my life. Don't surprise me like that.
You know, the problem I have here is, so we just now had the ability to play a clip and talk over the clip at the same time.
And I don't like it already.
So, to show you how timely I am with the drops, here we go.
Am I supposed to cut this out?
Tonight, we are going to witness the most anticipated match.
Yeah, fuck it. All right.
Fuck it. We'll fix it in post.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Oh, fuck. So, I don't know why anybody would think that they're smarter than us, because our show is like highbrow intellectual shit. You know what I mean?
Well, I think as soon as you tell somebody to pick the debate and pick their side, then that proves that we are intellectually superior to them.
Yes. Wait, how?
Well, you know what? Maybe they'll come in and they'll be advocates of this, and it'll be near and dear to their heart. They'll be able to speak on it, and if they want to make a PowerPoint or something, they can share that with everybody. I don't care.
In my experience, people that are into MMA are usually into sucking each other's cocks.
So. Oh, Jesus Christ!
It's just my experience. I'm not speaking for these guys. I'm just in my experience. I'm not disparaging anybody. Just, you know.
Fuck. You know what? I wonder if we can get. I know Nick mm-hmm. just had the opportunity to fight on a card.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we can jump in.
I don't know what that means. Fight on a card.
To fight. He was. They were looking for him to get a 65 or a fucking championship belt. Fuck. I don't care. Whatever. It don't matter. Fuck. To fight. What do you mean?
I don't know what that means to fight on a card. What? I don't know what the fuck. I'm not a fucking MMA guy, dude. What the fuck is a card?
That's tomorrow. And that is it for us today. Okay, I don't know. Whatever it is, it's not right on a teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
No, there it is. We are going to do Sting, yeah.
Okay, but. Okay. Now, I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Okay. Sure.
There's no words there to play us out.
Well, on a card. To play what do you mean out? On a card?
Sting is going to do. It's a video. Sting video.
What is
for credits?
I don't know what that means to play us out. What does that mean?
A little close
to end
home.
The show.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Go. Go.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is a.
In 5, 4.
This guy's great.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today, and we will leave you with a... I can't do it.
I can't
do it. We'll
do it
live.
Okay.
We'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live!
Wow.
Fucking thing sucks!
Fucking thing sucks!
So, anyway, I don't even know.
I want to be in charge of the clips.
Nope.
Fuck it.
So you distracted me. I don't remember what the fuck I was getting ready to say.
Something
oh, yeah,
about
now
playing
I remember.
Cards. Go ahead.
So the next time that one of them have the opportunity to fight, I think our podcast should sponsor them. Sponsor the fighter.
Okay.
And we'll put a little 1-inch diameter Who's Right logo on the back of their singlet or whatever the fuck they wear. But then right across their butt, we'll put a hashtag fuck start your face for gay rights.
I think that should be the deal here. If we win this debate, that's what we get. And if we lose, that's what we get. So, do they really wear a singlet? Because that would be awesome.
I don't know.
I'd play cards in a singlet. I mean, why not?
So, what if they win the debate?
I don't know.
Then what do we do?
We keep doing our show like normal. I don't fucking know. I got nothing. I could give a fuck less about MMA. So,
no, shut the fuck up about that. It's not about MMA. It's about them daring to step
MMA.
To us.
You're so fucking tough. Them daring to step to us.
I am.
You
have
so
no
fucking
idea.
Urban, dude.
You have no idea how fucking tough I am behind this microphone.
I know. Almost as tough as me, I know.
So what I was going to say is, if we win the debate, they suck each other's dicks. If we lose the debate, then they suck our dicks.
That sounds like a great deal. Sounds like either way they win. Wait. Oh, fuck.
All right. So anyway, that's what that is.
They're going to suck each other's dicks.
Now they know what it's about. They have time to prep. I don't know what they're going to do to prep.
I do. If,
I don't know if maybe they'll record it. Maybe that'll be on their next show.
We'll play it back live.
Go, go, go.
Try not to shoot it in my eye.
we'll show them.
Yep. Oh, God.
You know we're going to get our ass kicked, right?
No, you are. I'm cool. I'm not talking shit. Those guys are my best friends. You're the one being a dick talking shit about MMA.
Actually, Levi's the cool one.
Oh, all right.
That's only because he lives like 10 miles from me.
Oh, all right, cool. Sounds good.
All right. Well, that's all we got.
That's it. I wanted to talk about sex robots. Can we talk about sex robots?
Shut the fuck up about sex robots.
Why? Why? What's your fucking problem with sex robots?
That's stupid.
You're stupid.
All right, I just had to get to that.
Yeah, uh-huh. I don't like you fucking playing clips because you're making this shit sound like a goddamn morning show.
Hey, now.
Yeah, but not even a good morning show.
So, this just popped into my head. I was looking through my Facebook feed, and Donald Birch, you know, he's called the show, and he comments all the time, shares everything.
Fidget spinner himself, yeah.
So he went to that Jasmine Cane concert.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
He really?
He posted a picture with him and Jasmine Kane next to each other, or as he wrote it, Jasmine fucking Kane.
Awesome.
I was a little upset that he didn't tag the show because he knows how enamored I am with her.
Did he ask her about you?
He did.
Really? No way.
He said and? He did. I sent him a message and wanted to know if... you know, if my name came up.
You're such a fucking whore. All right. What'd he say?
I asked something about the her not retweeting or whatever, and he said that he asked her, and I think maybe he asked her if she listened to the most recent show about her, and she hasn't because she's been so busy. But
Busy. Yeah, sure.
Whatever.
Yeah. So that's it? Nothing?
Yeah. I just thought it was funny that it would be great if, you know, we're, I think there's what, like 154 countries or something? How many countries are in the world?
Six. I have no fucking clue. America? I don't fucking know.
Didn't you study geometry?
Did that? Nope. I only took 1 year of math.
All right. So we're gonna say that there's 154 countries.
Okay.
The last time I checked was a couple weeks ago. We were in like 84 countries now.
All right.
So we're slowly taking over the world.
Of course.
We're in half the world right now.
Yes.
So what would be great is if every concert that she goes to, we could get one person just to ask her about the show.
Uh-huh. So not only did he ask her about the show, but we basically gave her money for being a bitch. Like, I don't... She didn't retweet the fucking show like she was supposed to, and you advertised it so much that you gave her money. God. That's cool.
So the fact that she didn't retweet, you're putting that on me?
No, I'm putting it on you that you, if you wouldn't have put it out there, that she didn't, we didn't make this big, huge deal out of it, Fidget Spinner never would have went to her show.
Fidget Spinner. All right. So, you want to listen to some more Bad Mary?
is that all you got? We're talking about fucking sex robots here, guys. Come on. Call in if you want to hear about sex robots. What else you got?
Nothing.
Nothing? So we got two segments at about 15 minutes each. That we got to fucking string together.
They can't all be winners.
Can any of them? I don't understand your logic, because if they can't all be winners, every single one's been a loser. So fuck, man. God, this goddamn shit show.
Oh.
What the fuck? Seriously, I'm taking away your fucking your button that plays the fucking clips. Stop it.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to have fun with this.
No. No, because you're turning us into a fucking stupid sideshow.
Oh, this yeah.
Is, this is fucking serious.
You know what we
business.
Started off with, right?
At least play the fucking fart clips, okay? At least play funny clips. So, do you got the Brand X clip? You want to play the clip where they're fucking talking shit?
Yeah, I can do that.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, they have some crazy, crazy stories on that show, to be quite honest with you. They had this one, she's a porn star.
Roxy Ray.
Oh, wow. And what they do with Roxy Ray is she's like this anal queen.
What, we
did you,
do?
Did you hear that third guy yeah. in the background?
Oh, no. Wow. Okay, so you know those things that they take and they spread open the woman like...
A speculum.
To
check no, them. I don't.
You've never seen anything? Okay, so it's basically like two big giant spoons, you know, that are on like a 90-degree angle. And they jam them in there and they pull them
jam.
Open.
Jam.
Jam. Jam them in there.
I don't know how you just work them in there.
I think that's what they do. I think they just work them in there.
Just work them in there.
It goes back to that God. List of 10 things that women hate that men do. You just go jamming things in there.
So they work them in there, and then they pull it apart, right? And there's just like this big giant cavern. And they take Fruit Loops, and they pour it in there with milk, and then two people start eating the Fruit Loops.
Okay, good luck.
I understand. That's exactly how I felt.
The look on your face.
Right. So I was like, oh
you
my.
You look like mommy. Who the hell even thought of this shit? You look like mommy just now. When you,
Listen.
That's why. This I is why I say people wonder why terrorists want to kill us.
I think
us.
This all starts with mushrooms. You know, someone's picking mushrooms
Fruit
and all of a sudden they're like, listen, I'm
going
to
stay
Why not
alive. Apple Jacks?
A is for apple. I don't see why.
J is for Jacks.
There you go.
Cinnamon Toasty Apple Jacks. So, Jesus Christ.
So on Twitter, I said, holy cow, that ruined cereal for me. I think I'm going to go make eggs. And she tweets back and says, well, don't watch that video I did with an egg. I'm like, stop it. I won't be able to eat anything for breakfast.
You'll lose a lot of weight now if you watch Roxy Ray videos. Oh, God damn.
So anyhow... Yeah, they have, and those guys are like that. Anthony, man, he's into some really freaky kind of porn.
What the
like,
fuck?
Stuff that I wouldn't even think that. Like sometimes you go to a porn site and it says search. I wouldn't even think to search for that.
Fruit Loops.
No, this is mild compared to some of the stuff.
I mean, what do you do? Get on the search engine and punch in Fruit Loops.
Cereal. I don't know. So, yeah, but check out their show. I enjoy it. I love their show. Yeah, they're going to start publishing on.
I was all psyched. I was like, oh, it's Wednesday.
And now they're going to start
there
moving.
There was no show. I was like, oh.
They start putting out a show on Wednesday.
I can't eat them anymore.
Yeah, I do.
All right. So, do you have anything you'd like to say back to them?
Yeah, fuck you.
All right. Very good. That was a lot of work for that.
No. I am not into Roxy Ray's videos. I just because I know who she is, I'm a connoisseur of pornography, so I know who she is, doesn't mean I'm into that. Okay,
how many of her videos have you seen?
A lot.
Well, then
that doesn't matter. You've seen a lot of shitty movies, haven't you? You don't like them. I mean, just because you've seen them.
I don't keep going back to the well on them, though.
I mean, neither do I. Not always, anyway.
No, that's good. That was a lot of work for you just to say fuck you.
What do you want me to say?
I don't know. I was thinking you had something. You wanted to talk about it.
No, you did. I got nothing. No, really. I appreciate that they listened to the show. It wasn't really that much of a dig at me. I really am into some weird shit. So, just not Roxy Ray.
So I got some feedback that we made some people uncomfortable when we got in that argument.
Which argument?
Oh, whatever the last one was when you had the meltdown on the show.
When the I don't remember. Every show is like that.
Oh, what the fuck were we arguing about? You thought I was trying to lead you into a joke and...
Oh, yeah. Were that one where you were being a dick?
Well, yeah. The one you went off the rails on? Yeah, that one.
Yeah, where you were being a dick. Somebody was uncomfortable?
Yeah, they said that they thought they were witnessing the end of the show.
Uh-huh. I said, so did I.
I said, that's how we talk, even on the phone.
Yeah. Really? They were witnessing the end of the show. Did they listen to the one after that?
Or maybe it was just the end of the show for them.
Yep. We have to think that every moment that we're recording is the end of the show for somebody. Everything we say is the end of the end. That's it. So, me and Doug are still friends. Don't worry, whoever was worried about that. Doug still loves me. Still planning on letting him suck my cock. It's okay.
I also got some... I'm not even going to entertain the thought. I'm not getting in the way of nicotine.
All right. Because they're going to fight you to suck my cock. Oh, this is going to be awesome.
What else did I get here? All right. I got a text message from my buddy in Texas.
Yeah.
He said, in your cultural appropriation podcast, you are mistaking ethnicity for nationality. So apparently when I was misspeaking, which I do every fucking week. That's what I do.
So for somebody to point that out is hilarious.
I responded back with, you are mistaking my ignorance for giving a shit.
Oh, God. Did you ever even say ethnicity or nationality?
I don't think I've ever heard you say those words, ever. I don't fucking know what I said. Fuck, I don't remember anything that we say on this piece of shit.
Huh. Everybody else seems to. People come up to me and say, they'll say something from the show, and I'll be like, what the fuck are you talking about? And they're like, well, you said it on the show. I'm like, oh, fuck, I forgot about that.
Oh, all right. So I had a two musical guests, so to speak, lined up for this week.
Yeah.
And so the first one, you know, it's now Wednesday. We were going to record Sunday.
Yeah.
And the first one is a rapper, and he's pretty good. But, yeah, you know, that little test that I do now where I to make sure they're going to retweet the fucking show.
Yeah.
I at least see if they'll do the work to call the voicemail.
Yeah.
And he didn't. So I moved on to somebody else. You know, I gave him a deadline to call. The fuck are you doing? Is that me?
What?
Was that you or me?
It wasn't me.
Knock it off.
I'm not even doing anything. You were fucking talking about whatever you're talking about.
You're going to try to cut me off with Chocolate Rain?
It's not fucking me.
Motherfucker. Knock it off.
Oh, you see how it feels?
All right.
I mean, it wasn't me.
That's okay.
So can we pinpoint the moment this show went off the rails?
What's that?
Can we? No. I'm not falling for it. Can we pinpoint the moment the show went off the rails?
Week two.
That was a good comeback.
All right, so anyway, I'm not going to get Jasmine caned again and go through the trouble of playing somebody's music and then them not turn around and
Twitter us.
So that's why we started off with
Jasmine caned again. That was funny. I just caught that. I'm not going to get Jasmine caned again. All right, sorry. So you're not playing the rapper even though he was good. What was his name? You want to give him a little shout out?
Nope.
All right, then.
But then again, it happened again on the second. I had another group, whatever.
Yeah.
And the same thing. Oh, shit. You scared Cut myself
yourself.
Off.
You scared yourself with that one.
Fucking bad Mary. She's got to work on her timing.
You had your finger on the trigger waiting for me to talk, didn't you?
I did.
Fucking dick. Oh, my God.
So anyway, this other boy-girl group, I gave them a deadline to leave the voicemail. That way I knew they were serious. And
yeah.
They sent me their music. They sent me a whole package of shit. And I almost want to play them anyway.
Just because they're so awesome. Give everybody a taste.
All right.
Just a little taste.
I want to shoot myself. Fuck.
Yowza. That's good stuff right there.
I don't know it.
So with the shit show that we're putting on, can we really sit here and talk bad about anybody else?
You know we're going to be on somebody else's podcast, and they're going to be pulling clips of us saying, and then.
Oh, fuck.
So I suppose you better leave that part out, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't sit here and.
So do they still have tap-out shirts? Because I want to get a tap-out shirt. Is that still a thing?
What if we make a Who's Right logo with a tap-out design? Is that douchey or not douchey?
Everything we do is douchey. So, I mean, yes, absolutely.
Anyway, whatever.
Don't be upset. It's okay. So, do they still make tap out shirts? Is that still a thing?
I don't. How the fuck am I supposed to know?
Because you're that guy, man. You're that guy that's like, you know, fat, but wears a tap out shirt.
Something about your mom.
All right.
I have never, ever, 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 ever worn a fucking tap out anything. Ever.
Are you sure?
Or.
How about No Fear?
Fuck off.
So
No Fear was cool.
So was Tap Out.
No.
Oh. Now I
actually
understand.
I had a pickup truck with the big No Fear sticker in the back.
Oh, you are so cool.
And a Bad Boy Club sticker, because I was a bad boy member.
Uh-huh. Oh. Member? Uh-huh. God, you are so cool.
You want to talk about fucking douchey mistakes? We can talk about douchey mistakes. Why don't you put a picture of your fucking arm or your tattoos?
I will. None of those are mistakes. I stand by
every single one of them. You got a magazine logo fucking tattooed just because it was free.
I stand by every single one of them.
That doesn't mean they're not douchey.
But you said douchey mistakes.
Don't talk about Bad Boy Club. The first rule of Bad Boy Club is you don't talk about Bad Boy Club.
God, you're cool. Don't you have a Wile E. Coyote tattoo?
Fuck you. And I'll be the first one to tell you that it was a mistake. I was 17 years old, and I traded my Nintendo for it. So you know it's quality work.
Not only that, but you were like, it's not like you were 12. You were fucking 17, and you got a Wile E. Coyote tattoo. So this is what our show is reduced to, just talking shit about you for mistakes that you made when you were 17.
So what? My shitty Wile E. Coyote tattoo is no different than your shitty magazine logo tattoo.
Oh, it's 100% different.
It is. Is that magazine still around?
Yes, absolutely.
No, if it's you, not. If, what's it called, like?
Razor Keg.
Barely Legal or something?
Razor Cake. It started out as Barely Legal. Now it's MILF. So there is a difference, because if you could go back and talk to your 17-year-old self, would you still have that tattoo?
If I went back and talked to my 17-year-old self as I'm walking into the tattoo parlor, is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Oh. No. Fucking no.
See, that's the difference. I would still have this tattoo because it's awesome. I still think it's awesome.
No.
Huge difference.
Okay, so why don't you get, what is it, razor cakes?
Razor cake.
Baby cakes?
Yep. It's baby cakes.
So why don't you get fucking hashtag baby cakes to fucking sponsor the show? You got their tattoo on your arm.
They won't.
Aren't they about music?
Yes.
We're all about the music.
Yeah, they won't.
Why?
Because I just know. They're a nonprofit. They can't sponsor anything. I don't think if you're a nonprofit, you can sponsor things.
We're all about the music here at Who's Right.
Uh-huh.
All right, so I'm going to tweet hashtag baby cakes.
All right. You're gonna tweet at Razor Cake for me?
Yeah.
Trying to get them to sponsor us? Do so it.
Are they a not-for-profit magazine because nobody buys it?
No. I didn't say they don't make a profit. I said they're a not-for-profit.
So you're telling me they don't sponsor anything?
No, not that I know. I don't know the rules of being a nonprofit. I have no idea. Can you just sponsor whatever as a nonprofit? That's a government thing. I have no idea. I'm not a fucking whatever.
You're right.
Oh fuck.
Razor cake. All right. What the fuck? God damn it, motherfucker!
You really need to learn how to clip.
Fuck. Nonprofit punk rock. We do our part.
That's right.
All right. All right, Razor Cake, if you're listening.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Sponsor us. This magazine sucks.
Sponsor us. This magazine sucks. Oh, fuck.
What? They got a podcast. Maybe we can. Yeah, I don't want to listen to any of this shit.
You wouldn't like their podcast.
Nope, I wouldn't. I can tell you by their.
They just play music, basically. They talk sometimes, but they just play music.
So did you get that tattoo because you were like, would you get like a 6-month subscription for something, for getting the tattoo or something?
Oh, lifetime. My picture's, so you still on, get my it? Picture's on the website somewhere, yeah. Yes, I still get it.
Your pictures, I'm looking for that.
I don't know. I wouldn't know where to find it, but it was on the website at one point.
Oh, yeah, because I'm sure. How many people took part in this?
Last I knew, it was like, I don't know, 6 or 8, I think. That was back when I had a mohawk.
You had a fucking mohawk, you douchebag?
Several times. I've been reading Razor Cake for 10 years, probably.
Nobody cares.
Maybe not that long. I don't even know how long. A long time.
So I just searched Razor Cake logo tattoo.
Yeah.
And there's only one that shows up.
Is it me?
I can't tell. It's just as shitty as yours, but I don't know if
it's just as shitty. Mine is awesome, so.
You should get like a Wu-Tang Clan tattoo.
I don't even really like Wu-Tang Clan. I mean, they're all right, but I was thinking like, what's that guy? Yosemite Sam. Because that'd be cool.
You want to talk about your other tattoos?
if you'd like. People tell you me I look like I have prison tattoos.
I'm going to take a picture of my Wile E. Coyote tattoo and put it up on the Facebook page.
You most definitely should.
I'm gonna, just because so people can talk about how shitty it is, or see how shitty it is. It's not like you
were
making
a picture of my. No, I know. I'll take a picture of my Razor Cake tattoo because it's not shitty at all, and I would get it again.
Why don't you get a Who's Right logo tattoo?
Can I get a lifetime subscription to the show for free?
2 months. our podcast months, huh? Our podcast is valued much higher than Razor Babies magazine.
I think you should start reading Razor Cake. If you started reading Razor Cake, you'd be a better person.
Nope, that's not going to happen. I spent enough time on their website just now to realize, to know that I want nothing to do with it. It represents music that is from days gone by.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you're an idiot.
Yep. Tell me what you think. What's so special about the music that they play? Do you think Bad Mary's ever been in Razor Baby or Baby Cakes? Baby Back?
Baby Batter? I have no idea. I don't know.
So do you think Bad Mary's ever been in Baby Batter?
Yes. Not the singer, though, just the other ones.
Does, oh, that's great. The fucking dogs are barking. That's how you know it's time to wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
I got to check to see if the Baby Cakes has a Twitter.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
42 followers.
Really?
I don't know.
They're fucking killing it.
What's it called? Razor?
Razor Cake.
It's a stupid name. It don't look like it.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. You just don't know how
to Twitter. It don't look like it.
You just don't know how to Twitter. I've seen it before. I know they have. Yeah.
Motherfucker! God damn it.
It's Razor Cake Gorski.
What?
At Razor Cake Gorski.
What?
Uh-huh.
Oh, there it is. What's a Gorski?
That's their, they print books. They put out books. That's their book. Gorski Press is their book printing, whatever.
Not a very big following, is it?
No, not really.
Huh. They got a gay pride flag. Or what are they called? What?
I don't know. What are they called?
What did that guy call it? I don't remember.
Gay pride.
No. Whatever. Fuck it. You don't want to play. Fuck it.
Fuck it. I can't remember. Fuck it.
All right. Well, I ain't going to spend any more time talking about these fucks.
I will. They're awesome. Help them out as much as I can. Because they need my help.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Hey, what's up? I am testing this recording thing, so I'm recording our conversation. Just the one-sided. I wanted to see if it's going to pick up me moving the microphone around or your voice through the speaker. So am I going to have to zip the file to send it to you? I know what it is. I don't have one. Yeah. Do you have Dropbox? Is there a limit to the file size? WAV files are pretty big. All right. WAV files are pretty big. All right. Well, I'll give that a try. A Microsoft deal.